This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us now from the lovely, lovely area of Austin, Texas, where the cobblestone streets are made of marijuana and unicorns fly all over the air, is the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Is that true? Are the cobblestones made of marijuana?
They're not, and I haven't seen a unicorn flying in weeks around here. So,
do you live like in the suburbs?
No, I don't think so.
Do you live in the suburbs?
He's in the suburbs.
Oh, okay. So maybe you just don't see those.
Maybe.
There's a reason to live in the suburbs in certain places, like in Manhattan. The guy who's supposed to be the top cop taking care of everybody, making sure anybody that transgresses the law gets punished the right way. He sort of went in a different direction, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, he got started himself off on the right foot when he first took the job with what has now become infamous, what's being called the Day One Memo, when he wrote to all of his prosecutors and outlined all the laws his office wouldn't prosecute. And how they would emphasize pleading as many charges as possible down from felonies to misdemeanors. They would release as many people charged with crimes, even serious crimes, right away, and would not ask for bail. And in fact, prosecutors in New York who want to hold someone because they believe he's dangerous and want to ask the court to set a high bail have to get approval from higher ups in the prosecutor's office to do that. And that is still the case. So, yes, Alvin Bragg is one of the dozens of so-called progressive prosecutors that have fanned out across the country and have helped make the post-COVID crime surge far, far worse than it otherwise would be.
I see that they've been playing statistical warfare with stats because they come in. Did you see that Heritage Foundation study where they released the most the homicide leaders in the United States, the cities that are homicide leaders?
I saw just a blurb on it, but I didn't get to read through it. What did it say?
Well, New York has 197 homicides this year, but because of their population, that takes their murders per 100,000 down to 2.4, which is actually lower than the national average. That has
right. That is relatively low.
Yeah. Now that's just the gun homicides, as far as I know. So I think the national average is somewhere around 5, isn't it?
I 5 or 6. That's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know that Chicago so far this year has about
300.
Four times that number.
Yeah, 300.
And less than half the population. So
the top three cities, the top three cities for raw numbers of homicides are Chicago, Philadelphia, mm-hmm. and New York.
Yeah. You've got three far left progressive prosecutors, Soros backed prosecutors in those cities. And all three cities are known for letting criminals out within hours, people those are accused of crimes within hours. And this is a huge part of what we're seeing in terms of the trends in the midterm elections now. This is why Lee Zeldin, the challenger to Kathy Hochul for the governor's office in New York, is running even, or in some polls slightly ahead.
Yeah.
A Republican in that state, which has like a 4-to-1 registration advantage of Democrats to Republicans. At some point, people get sick and tired of being scared to walk out of their house or to walk the streets or to use the subway. As the New York Post points out, Manhattan alone has a 30.5% surge in major crimes over the same time in 2021. So while lots of people, including for some reason Kathy Hochul, seem to be mystified as to why people are so concerned about guns, crime, the average citizen is certainly worried about it. They are certainly concerned. So, and it's having a major impact on the outcome of these elections. And I think it could make what could be a lean toward Republicans, what would have been that anyway, historically, into a tidal wave. But we shall see. Polls are polls, and who knows how that'll actually come out.
New York Post went into East Harlem, and they did a study there. They did a survey. And East Harlem is like a progressive hotbed. But all the lefties there, the artists and the activists and the city council or the council members, all are going to back Zeldin.
Really?
Yeah. And do you remember when the Clinton Foundation settled there?
I do.
Well, they moved away a long time ago. Nobody tells that. Nobody tells that story about when.
Now that it's no longer politically important for them to be there.
Well, it's dangerous.
Well, of course.
It's a very dangerous thing. I mean, you got city council members in East Harlem going, I don't ride the subway. I'm not going to ride the subway. This has got to end. And I mean, these.
Now people are getting tossed off platforms onto the track.
Yeah.
And attacked by lunatics.
Yeah.
And it's happening more and more often, enough that the mayor and the governor appeared in the subway a couple weeks ago and said, "Oh, we're going to do something about that." Now that their jobs are endangered, Zeldin said if he's elected, he's going to toss Alvin Bragg out of office. I don't know if he's got the statutory authority to do that in New York. I don't know what the laws are there, but that's what he said he was going to do.
Well, I don't have time to ask you this question. We'll pick this up when we get on the other side. But I mean, this article, go check this out at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where you get the breaking news. The breaking news. That's what you want. Is you want the breaking news. You want to stay up on everything, and you can do that at thetruthaboutguns.com. There, this is where every day that Mr. Zimmerman and his esteemed team of writers bring it to you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Before we move on, joining me again is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. That is Dan Zimmerman. Does Alvin Bragg have the authority to be able to downgrade crimes? Take them from felonies to isn't that something the legislature does?
Well, what he has is something called prosecutorial discretion, and he has the ability to bargain and plead charges down. That happens every day all over the country in the interest of clearing cases in a country where we have packed courts, you know, that can't possibly handle the volume and take every case to trial. However, if you are consistently pleading down felonies to misdemeanors, and taking sometimes violent criminals, and taking assault with a deadly weapon and charging them instead with, I'm just making this up, but disorderly conduct and letting them out with, you know, a fine or just with probation or something like that.
Right.
You're turning violent people back out on the streets who are just going to do it again. And we're seeing that over and over and over. And that's why Manhattan has seen a 30% increase in the last year in violent crimes. It doesn't take a rocket surgeon to figure out that if you continually release people who are committing violent crimes, recidivists, people with long rap sheets, and you keep tossing them right back out in the street each time, they know that they can act with impunity, and they're going to continue to do that.
Sure. All right, let's go on and move on then. You interviewed Kat Ellsworth, right?
I'm sorry. You held me here.
Liberal gun owners, or did I don't? Maybe you didn't interview her.
This is Rob Morse's op-ed piece here. Do Democrat gun owners believe what Democrat politicians say about gun control?
Right.
And he was sort of musing and wondering. And we used this photo from, I think it's from about a year ago when the AP did a story on liberal gun owners. So I have this photo here, just as an example to lead it. But Rob, you know, asked an interesting question. You know, what do people on the left side of the political spectrum think who own guns? When they hear people Democrats talk about further regulating their guns, outlawing their guns, and impinging on their right to keep and bear arms. And then he just runs down a list of prominent Democrats, some of whom are running for office in the current cycle, some of them aren't. You know, people like Mark Kelly, who, of course, is married to Gabby Giffords and who founded a gun control organization and who said it's effing nuts not to pass more gun control laws after mass shootings. And he says he wants to outlaw AR-15s and create more gun-free zones. So basically, Rob was wondering, how do Democrat gun owners reconcile the positions of the politicians they're voting for with their own interests? These are people who appreciate the Second Amendment enough to own guns and to want to be able to protect themselves, their families. Maybe they hunt, maybe they shoot for fun. For whatever reason, they own guns, just like anybody else on the right side of things. Yet they, the question is, how do they then process these things when they hear somebody like Raphael Warnock or John Fetterman talk about their desire to further limit the Second Amendment?
This John, I did not know. I'm not surprised, but I mean, John Fetterman chased down a jogger with a shotgun.
He did. Exactly. And now he tries to shrug that off and say that, oh, it was just a mistake. And, I just try to keep the neighborhood safe. Or whatever he says or is able to say given his current mental capacity. But yeah, if that was somebody on the right who had chased down a black jogger with a shotgun, someone who is totally innocent of any crime, does anybody think that person wouldn't be hounded by that all the way up to and including the election day, constantly throughout the whole thing? Probably never would have been able to make a public appearance without being asked about that again and again and again.
But, the funny thing about the Fetterman thing is that the Ahmaud Arbery case is still sort of fresh.
Right.
And I would have thunk, I just wonder about how close some of these races are because of certain things that are going on in the country or have gone on in the country. And it just makes me wonder who is actually I know part of this is me. I all the time say, don't believe the polls, don't believe the polls. And then I get out there and say, why is it so close? Because I'm looking at the polls. But
Yeah, exactly. And you can't let whether you vote or not be governed by what the polls say, because they are frequently wrong, as we've learned time and time again. I mean, Joe Biden was going to win by 9 to 12 points if you paid attention to the polls. They won by, what was it, 3 points? And that kind of performance is repeated over and over again all across the country. I think you need to vote and vote your interest and vote your conscience, and don't let polling decide whether you think it's a good idea or you need to vote or not.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think one of the things I'm going to look for, well, I'll tell you that when we get back. Talking to Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Governor's races in Georgia and Arizona top the list of key contests in Tuesday's midterm election. Arizona Republican Carrie Lake is locked in a tight race with the Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs. In Georgia's hotly contested governor's election, Democratic challenger Stacey Abrams slightly trails Republican incumbent Brian Kemp in the polls. Meanwhile, former President Bill Clinton is out campaigning in Nevada, encouraging Democrats to re-elect Senator Catherine Cortez Mastro. This voter telling MSNBC he's no fan of what Democrats have as their top priorities.
The Democrats have been completely ignoring what people really care about. Now they're kind of coming around a little bit, but it may be too late. I can never trust them again. They made this mess, and I'm having to live with it.
USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com, talking a little bit about politics and the upcoming election and everything. The only thing I'm looking for, the only red flag that will make me wonder is if one of these states stops counting in the middle of the night.
So if the Fulton County, Georgia Government Center
floods,
develops another flooding situation.
Yeah.
In its basement, that's going to raise your spidey senses?
Yes, it will.
We'll have to see.
As it should.
How bold people are willing to be.
Yeah, this would be very bold, wouldn't it? Given everything they've admitted to, I was wondering what part two might be, and I really don't know what part two could be. Now, right now, the country, especially some of these conservative pundits, they all seem to be quite infatuated with Tulsi Gabbard. What do you?
They are.
Yeah, and you guys did a story on this. Now, what are your thoughts on this? What do you think? You know, what's going on with that?
Well, she made some news in the middle of October when she announced that she's no longer a Democrat. She could no longer be a part of a party that takes as many positions as they do that are just anathema to her. She called them, I think, an elitist cabal of warmongers. And she has been going around the country and campaigning for a number of Republicans, although she's not declared herself a Republican. I think she officially called herself an independent, but she's certainly a lot of the positions that she's announced since and she's talked about, you'd be excused for mistaking her for a Republican. But there was one big position that she had taken when she was running for president and the Democrat ticket, and at that time that people like us were interested to find out whether that she evolved there too, and that was on gun rights, because she was a strong supporter of gun control laws. Well, that seems to have changed. She does a podcast / video show called The Tulsa Gabbard Show, and last week she came out and announced that the Second Amendment is part of what the founders put in place to counter what she said was Democratic leaders in Washington continuing to push more authoritarian-like policies. We're using law enforcement agencies, weaponizing them to go after political opponents, targeting law-abiding Americans as extremists and then domestic terrorists. She's saying that's why the founders, included the Second Amendment, for us to push back against the threat of government tyranny, this abuse of power. She then went on to interview Steve Scalise too. So she has certainly evolved on that issue as well. So that provoked a lot of comment on our site, of course.
Yeah.
Both pro and con. She is, of course, a politician, which means, you know, by definition, if her lips are moving, she's lying. But, you know, people do have road to Damascus conversions. Some people do change their opinions over time. So we shall see if I guess we'll have to see how real this is in terms of how she campaigns, what she does, and what issues she supports going forward.
What she publicly advocates for. Now, in one of the comments there, they're saying she went to a World Economic Forum indoctrination class.
I had not seen that.
That would be interesting to find out if she did.
I don't know anything about.
But I mean, she just wanted to, now, you know, she, at one point, she did want to ban AR-15s, right? You just mentioned that.
She did. She also cited, she said she's a stalker, when she was, lower in government, and I think into the period when she was in Congress. And she, of course, was in Hawaii, and she went to the local police department and said, look, if I apply for a concealed carry permit, you know, I got this. And in the police department was well aware of it. She, you know, they got involved trying to run this guy down, track this guy down to find him. If I apply for a permit, will I get it? And the police chief told her, no, you won't. This is all legitimate, but we do not issue concealed carry permits in Hawaii. And of course that was true at the time. There were years there where they literally issued no permits.
None. They issued fewer permits than New Jersey.
Yes, they did, exactly. Now, that's all about to change. They've had thousands of applications since Bruin. Of course, the Honolulu Police Department is still dragging its feet, trying to "quote unquote," update its processes in light of Bruin. But at some point, they're going to have to start issuing permits.
Yeah. I guess it's going to be one of these. I'm going to look at this world. I don't even know if it would show who attends the World Economic Forum. Those guys, those are some delusional dudes. It'd be nice to have like a sinkhole appear underneath them. It'd be poetic justice.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about them or whether or not she's involved with that.
Well, they want you to eat bugs. They want you to eat
bugs. That's not going to happen.
They want you to live in the line. Have you seen the city that is the line? They've begun construction on it.
I saw that video, that promotional video.
Yeah. Well, they've actually begun construction on it. I mean, that would be one of those things. It would be, it's one thing for them to talk about. It's quite another thing for them to start putting it together. It'll be interesting to see if they actually finish it, because if they, I don't know, you know, it's supposed to be 170 kilometers long. I don't know how long that's going to take to build. Seems like
that looked like something right out of a post-apocalyptic Matt Damon movie.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see how we'll see what comes of that. But the World Economic Forum, those guys sort of crack me up because they make quite a few presumptions in that one, and I just don't. Anybody going there that ascribes to that philosophy, well, I'd have to look at them with a jaundiced eye. Have you ever seen a politician change their stripes before? Like this?
I think we've seen people like that. I think it's coming immediately to mind, but there have been a number of people that, you know, who come out and they've gone, for instance, from the Democrats or Republicans, that said that, you know, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. So, yeah, it does happen from time to time, and it's happened in the other direction, too, particularly
it has.
Among the punditocracy. A lot of people couldn't stomach the idea of Trump being the nominee for the Republicans and just
horrible.
Four square, jump to the other side. So, yeah, it happens.
Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the next break. You can find this story at thetruthaboutguns.com. That's where the latest and the most breaking news is going to be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns, and I did not know this, but one of his riders has a side hustle as the Attorney General for the state of Montana.
This is true.
What rider?
Austin Knudsen has written for us for years, often. I mean, just occasionally. He's an occasional contributor. I met him at SHOT Show a few years back and didn't know at the time that he was then the Speaker of the House in Montana. He since ran for Attorney General and was elected.
So this guy went out and he wrote a letter. See, one of the things that afflicts the gun community today is that prior to 2016, YouTube was a big gun information hub, and
still is to a certain extent.
It is to a certain extent. I'm monetized right now, but I mean the way I got monetized is I was able to call Hickok 45. Who has his own handler because he's just at that level. And he called his handler and asked him what I should do. And I did, and I'm monetized now. I have had a few they try to limit. And it especially Austin here was trying to get reinstated, because recently I did a video about a AR-15 build with a kit. Everything serialized, right? I showed nothing of the actual building of the gun. No how-to at all. The only time I showed anything is I showed the guy putting it together, showed Bob Gotts, only from the shoulders up, you know, like his headshots. And still, initially, they did not want to monetize the video. But
of course.
The problem with it not being monetized is that it doesn't show up on search. So when you want it monetized, whether it makes money or not, so it shows up on search. So what did Mr. Knudsen put together?
Well, a gentleman named Jason Schaller had created a series of videos showing how to build out an 80% lower, and had his videos taken down, experiencing much the same thing as you did. Because he went further, he showed how to actually build a rifle. They speak tons of videos like that. Brownells produced all kinds of videos showing how to build out an AR-15, and maybe those are still out there for Brownells, I don't know. But Schaller had his taken down. And this was in direct response to a letter that was written by a coven of senators, many of the usual suspects, to YouTube, asking them to take down videos that showed people building out so-called ghost guns, something that, by the way, is legal in, I don't know, 45 or so states. Still, it's perfectly legal to build a firearm. It's perfectly legal to build a firearm without a serial number. People have been doing that in this country since before there was a country. But, of course, these senators didn't like that. And YouTube fell all over itself to comply with the senator's request. Took this video down along with others. So that's what prompted Attorney General Knudsen to write this letter to Susan Wojcicki, who's the CEO of YouTube, and said that he basically said that the government enlisting private industry to do what they can't or won't do on their own is egregious and wrong. And when it's done this way, it's also a violation of the First Amendment. Now, of course, corporate gun control has been a thing for a long time, and because YouTube, people who run YouTube, the people who run big banks and other businesses couldn't be happier about instituting anti-gun policies. They aren't fans of guns or gun owners at all. So when they get a request from government to do something like this, they're more than happy to comply. Knudsen, of course, points out that these senators haven't sponsored a bill or amendment to actually try to pass legislation to make building out an 80% lower or building out unserialized firearms illegal. They know darn good and well that would never happen. It wouldn't fly. They couldn't get it through the Senate. So instead, they're using a private company to do their bidding for them. And he basically threatened if YouTube continues to do this kind of thing, they're going to find themselves subject to state level regulation. Treating them as publishers rather than as a common carrier. And that's something that I'm sure they don't want.
Isn't that actually the case? That's what they are. When they're getting out there and doing like what you do, you look at an article and you have certain boundaries you're not going to go beyond.
True, and I have editorial say in what we publish and what we don't. Now, these companies like YouTube say, oh, no, we're just kind of a common carrier here.
Yeah, we're like the
people put up their videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, we only take down egregious, illegal content or dangerous content. Well, there's nothing dangerous or illegal about what these videos showed. It's perfectly legal content, and they know it. He concludes, for the reasons stated above, YouTube should restore lawful videos that are removed from its site at the behest of five liberal, out-of-touch United States senators, which has stopped discriminating against conservative views or prepare itself for the consequences of regulation. So, we shall see.
Indeed. So what happened? What was the...
Well, he just did this. He just wrote this letter. Okay. This week, dated November 2nd.
Right.
But nothing's happened yet.
Well, I would imagine it takes somebody at that level to get her up. You know, she does a lot of appearances with people like one of the biggest video people that I follow. And it's more about the way he shoots a video than his political views are garbage. He's just a leftist all the way around. But he's entertaining with some of the stuff he does. And his name is Casey Neistat. And he has about 12 million subscribers. And she'll show up on one of his videos and act like, you know, I'm here for all the creators. Except you cannot do a how-to with a gun at all.
Exactly.
You can do a how-to.
It's perfectly legal. Illegal activity.
Yes. You can do a how-to with a washing machine. You can pull apart a TV. You can pull apart a, you know, all kinds of electronics. You can, they do all kinds of things, show all kinds of things. It is a giant, I mean, I learned how to edit video off of YouTube.
Yes, a great resource. I mean, if you're looking to figure out how to do something, there's a video of it out there on YouTube.
And a lot of people have gotten out there and tried to make a viable alternative for video for gun people besides YouTube, and they all are they're not very good.
Yeah, or they're just far more limited just because
they don't get the traffic.
The whole thing. If you don't like it, build your own platform. Right. Well, people have done that, but you know, good luck.
Well, I mean, YouTube is the second biggest search engine, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Is it?
On the planet. Behind Google, so
which owns YouTube?
Yeah.
All right.
So maybe what we should do is get that guy to send a letter to Elon Musk to buy YouTube.
Maybe that should be his next acquisition.
That should be his next.
That would cost him a little more than $44 billion.
That's all right. That's all just paper to him. It's just numbers on a screen. Ask Kanye how that walks up. He said two things, and he went from being a billionaire to a millionaire. Anyway, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Always. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is the fastest way to get your news. Well worth your time. Coming up next, hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.